This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, friends. This week we encounter a new enemy. Until this parsha, we learn about Yishmael. This week we're introduced to Esav. What's very important to understand is the method that we attack Esav is different than how we attack Yishmael. And of course, this is the most important thing we need to know right now. This week we encounter Esav, and we have the pasuk Hakol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim De Esav. Chazal tell us Bizman Shekol Yaakov Mitzaftzefim Bebate Midrashos Ein Yadayim De Esav. There's only one way to attack Esav: Limud Torah. In fact, when Esav wants to kill Yaakov, he says Yikrevu Yemei Evel Achi. Why Yikrevu Yemei Evel Achi? Kli Yaakov explains. Because Esav knows as long as Yaakov is learning Torah, he can't attack him. But when his father passes, Yaakov will be b'avelut. And when he's b'avelut, he can't learn Torah. And then he could get him. Yikrevu yimei evel achi. But what's interesting is we do not find that Talmud Torah is the specific antidote to Yishmael. It doesn't say that. Of course, it's our Haganah. But Torah attacks Esav. What about Yishmael? Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer says, why is he called Yishmael? That Hashem is destined to listen to our cry when Yishmael comes to aggravate us. Lama nikra shmo Yishmael atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shmoa kol tza'akateinu b'acharit hayamim. So we see against Yishmael, it's tefillah. Doesn't say Torah, tefillah. Let's explain that. Why do we need special tefillah against Yishmael? We daven every day. We always daven. Hashem is always shomea tefillah. It sounds from Chazal we need a special inyan of Hashem listening to our tefillah against Yishmael. That Hashem is destined to hear the cry of our tefillah against Yishmael. Hashem always hears tefillah. No, specifically against Yishmael. So this gets to the fundamental difference between Esav and Yishmael. The Western world and Yishmael. Yishmael is, Esav is Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Esav is Milashon Asiya. The Western world, Esav is doing, is accomplishing. They build countries, they build government, they build infrastructure. They do, they accomplish. So against Yadayim Yidei Esav, Asiya, you need real Asiya. You need Talmud Torah. However, Rav Moshe Shapiro, one of the great Baalei Machshava of the last generation, explains, Yishmael doesn't do anything. They have no infrastructure. There's no buildings. There are no cities. There's no government. It's all talk. It's all bluff. It's all diburim. They're going to, they dream of, they're thinking about, they're talking about, they're negotiating. They're always negotiating. Ad Yemot HaMashiach, they're going to be talking and negotiating. They have no asiya, it's shmiya. By the way, the reason we said na'ase v'nishma, the Kadmonim say na'ase k'neged Esav, v'nishma k'neged Yishmael. The koach of Yishmael is just dibur, hot air. Therefore, against Yishmael, now what's interesting is, Yishmael has a big koach hadibur. Wherever they go, whatever they do, they say the shem Hashem. Even if they're going to commit a terrible atrocity, it's always by the name of God. They could be committing the worst disaster. They're talking, Hashem's name, they're talking. Shem Hashem, Shem Hashem. It's almost frightening if you hear them say the Shem Hashem. You know, the Yishmaelim bow down to the dust of their feet. Why would anybody bow down to the dust of their feet? The Avodah Zarah of Yishmael is wherever they go, whatever dust they kick up, they go to the store, they go to the market, they go to commit an atrocity, they bring the Shem Hashem with them. That's the Avodah Zarah of the dust of the feet of Yishmael. They're always trailing. Wherever they're going, they're mentioning the Shem of Hashem. So against Yishmael, we need Koach HaDibur. We need Tefillah. Because their Koach is Shmiya, Diburim. Diburim Shel Hevel, but Diburim. So against Yishmael, we have the Koach HaTfilah. So today, our Chachamim told us, was a Yom Tfilah. I saw before many people were fasting part of the day, the whole day. Everyone was Mechazik B'Tfilah. This is the Koach against Yishmael. We hope, we pray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mekabel, all of our Tfilot. We should be Zocheh. The last Bal HaTurim in this week's Parsha, Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal, by the Nefilah of Yishmael, Ve'ela Toldot Yitzchak, Odz Yitzmach Malchut Beit David. When we see the downfall of Yishmael, when we see their destruction in the Gaza, that means Mashiach is around the corner. She'yavo b'mher v'yameinu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.